Hello, sports fans, and welcome to Jason and Ashley's Excellent Adventure. I am Jason Inman.
I'm Ashley Victoria Robinson.
And that is a joke from the last Jason and Ashley Adventure podcast. You should go listen to it. If you haven't figured it out by now, we are recording in a car. If you listen to the first Jason and Ashley's Adventures in a car, you would now know that, spoilers, we did not die.
Well, we haven't died yet.
We haven't died yet. As of this recording, as of this second right now, we have not died. And we're still in a car because we decided to answer more of your questions on our way to Comic-Con.
Yeah.
Hope it sounds good. We don't know.
We don't know.
So yeah, Ashley did a post at the end of December 2018.
Yep.
Asking for questions. William Evernall gave us a bunch of 100 childhood questions. We did 20 minutes of that.
Did about five.
Oh, well, we did 20 minutes of five questions.
Well, yeah.
Anyways, we got more questions.
Yes.
A couple more questions, and we thought we'd answer them here.
Okay, this one is we have a question that we're going to spend no time answering, and then we have a question we're going to spend lots of time answering.
Okay.
Here, we'll start with the one we're going to have no time answering.
All right.
Also, it's the next one. Rosman's Reality asks, did you guys get a chance to watch Titans?
No.
No, we stopped at episode two, and we'll get back to it, but...
Well, let's talk about this a little bit. Let's start. We can park here on Titans for a bit.
Sure.
We watched the first two episodes.
Yeah.
We stopped the third episode, and I think we stopped it because we had something to do.
I think we were leaving, yeah.
But we were also kind of bored by it.
We had literally no desire to go back and pick it up, which is a real bummer.
Yeah, we've other things that we were more excited to watch, including Fringe.
But not limited to.
Which is fantastic, and I'm loving that rewatch, and this is the first time Ashley's ever seen it.
Yeah. Denethor and Pacey are great.
And I love Dick Grayson, I love Nightwing, but nothing in Titans has made me go back to it. To be honest with you, Ashley.
Yes.
I don't know if I ever will. Now, I've heard that it gets better.
Yeah.
But I still don't know if I care.
I heard the Doom Patrol episode's pretty good. I heard Beast Boy's pretty good. We like Ryan Potter. We were excited that he was cast. I mean, like, there's just... we'll watch it eventually, I guess. But we were not enthused.
It could be another 6 months, though.
It's true. Yeah. We were not enthused to at the time. We didn't have any pressing reasons to watch it.
No, and we didn't.
Whereas, like, for Young Justice, we're, like, genuinely excited to be watching it.
Well, it's also the thing, too, and I will say this, and I appreciate it at the same time as it annoys me sometimes. And I'm telling you this because, you know, you're patrons and you're listening to this, and we're giving you the inside scoop. But, I don't want to review everything. I really don't. I don't care to. I don't enjoy it. I want to review stuff that either I am going to get something for critically.
Or you're passionate about.
Or I'm passionate about, because I think that the people watching will understand it the same way. I don't just want to review fucking everything.
Well, and to be honest, like, we spent a good chunk of our last year reviewing everything.
All their CW shows.
And it was tough on us from a production standpoint. It was tough on us on a personal level. And then to review something that we genuinely are not having an amazing time with.
No, it's just miserable.
It doesn't make for great reviews,
so,
just honestly.
Yeah, but I think we initially didn't choose not to review Titans just because you're such a Teen Titans fan, and we just wanted to enjoy it.
Yes.
It's the same decision with, by the time this comes out, you'll know that we're not doing Star Trek Discovery reviews.
Yeah.
Now, we reviewed the entire first season. We had a miserable time of it because we did not enjoy that show. And so for season two, I was like, can we just watch it and see if that... Can we just watch it? And so that's what we're going to do.
Yeah. And also with shows in particular that are on those streaming apps, I'm not paying for that app just to review that show if it's not.
We don't pay for DC Universe, by the way.
No, we don't.
We use someone's password.
Well, we also have a free.
But we also use someone's password.
We also have a free account. And we also get screeners of that show. But with HBO, it's one thing because we have HBO. That's a streaming service that we check out regularly. So, like, we'll be back for Game of Thrones.
We will be back for Game of Thrones.
Whenever the hell that drops. But with the specific streaming services, we're going to have to boutique it a little bit more going forward.
Well, there's also
two. So don't ask us to review The Mandalorian.
There's just so much out there. And, yeah, it's more and more. I didn't mean to turn this into a review thing. So, but
no,
basically,
okay.
It's just a conversation. Like, I don't know if we'll go back to I don't know. I don't know when we're going to watch Titans. I mean, we'll probably slog through it, but
I think it's going to be the kind of thing that, like, we'll go back and watch a few episodes, and then we'll stop and watch maybe Luke Cage or Punisher.
Yeah, we still haven't watched Luke Cage season 2 yet.
Yeah, and the premiere, I think, was really good. Like, I'm really excited to go back and do it, but, like, it's just another thing that
we
didn't have to review.
It's also the
so
one
we just
show
kind of fell off it.
At the time of this recording, and by the time we release this, you may already know the answer to this question, but the one show that we really want to watch is Runaway season 2.
Yeah.
And we don't even know where we're going to have time to do that.
And our good buddy's on it.
Yes, our dear friend Ryan Sands, who plays Jeffrey Wilder.
Who's a patron.
Is he?
Yes, Ryan is a patron.
Does he have access to this?
No, he doesn't.
Up your level, Ryan.
but he is a patron. And he
could afford it. He's got Runaways money.
I know. And he has been a patron.
It's fine. He's
very nice. He has been a patron for a while.
He's an awesome dude. I didn't know he was a patron. That's funny.
Yeah.
Wow, that's cool.
Ryan also lends his talents to us in a number of other ways. So we can't slag him off.
Well, by big old hugs. Yes, he does.
Yeah, but, you know, he draws arts for us. And
But I'm more concerned about the big old hugs.
Ryan does give excellent hugs.
Yeah, he's a cool dude.
So,
I get touchy with him, and he never minds it, so that's why I like him a lot.
Well, you know, you're two beautiful men, so, like, what more could we hope for?
I get more touchy than a married man should, Ashley. I'm just all I'm saying.
Well, it's okay. We live in California. We're very open.
I don't know where this joke's going.
All right. I don't really either. Shall we move on to our next question?
Yeah, let's do it. I hope that answered your question, Raz.
Sorry. This is from Jonathan Adkins. There's a number of questions in here.
We got a number of answers, buddy.
He says, I would love to know your guys' story. How did you guys meet? Jason, how did we meet?
I was going to put that on you.
Oh, why?
I don't know, because I'll be honest here. I don't know how much of that you want to reveal, Ashley.
Oh,
because I will put this out here. When we first started Jason and Ashley's Excellent Adventures, I pitched it as this idea that this would be the podcast where we'd get a little bit more personal. Like, we'd tell the listeners a little bit. And, you know, the question we were asked is pretty personal.
Yeah.
And you were always the one that was reticent about how much do we tell everybody on the internet. And, you know, there's a certain point where I think I don't care at a certain point, but then there's also a certain point where I'm like, they're the patrons. They're fine. Like, all of our patrons are pretty cool. We've only had, I think in the entire, cause I think I've been pretty close to running the Patreon. I think I ran the Patreon before I even met you.
No, because I remember
when I started,
we had the discussion about whether, but
yeah,
we haven't been together that long.
But I would say in the entire history of the Patreon, I've had 3 bad eggs.
Yeah.
3 bad eggs, which to me says that's a pretty good track run.
Sure. Okay, well, then I guess I'll take the lead on it, and you can add as much of it to it as you want.
Yes. So that's why I put it in your lap. I dumped it in your lap.
Jason and I met on Free Comic Book Day at a comic book store that I was working at, Blast Off Comics in North Hollywood. And I was delirious, and Jason bought a bunch of cool books, and we kept in touch after that. I don't know.
Well, I'll say, like, because I think I'm proud of this fact.
Okay.
I bought 3 trade paperbacks that apparently men in that store don't buy, and especially not in the combination that I bought them. And the books I bought were, I bought one of the missing volumes that I needed for my Jaime Reyes Blue Beetle run.
Yep.
I bought Brian Azzarello and Cliff Chang's Wonder Woman.
Mm-hmm.
And then I bought Young Avengers, The Children's Crusade in a hardback, which I was also looking for as well.
That's right. And when you work in any retail, but specifically in comics retail, you can make these grand sweeping associations about what certain types of customers are going to buy. And when people deviate from that, it's really interesting. And those are not 3 titles, and particularly not 3 titles in combination that, like, a lot of young men tend to purchase.
Yeah.
So I remember being very impressed with that, and by your magnificent beard that you were growing out at the time.
Oh yeah, I was in a web series at the time, and it was probably the longest my beard has ever been.
Yeah,
when I met Ashley,
which I didn't know about.
Yep.
And we were introduced sort of by a friend of ours.
Sort of, yeah. So there you go. There's the answer to the question.
So that's how we met. When did you guys realize that you both wanted to spend the rest of your lives working together and being together?
I don't honestly know the answer to that question.
That's a tough question.
I don't have an exact date. I'm going to say August 17th, 2015.
Wow, that's like a long ways into it.
It takes a while, Ashley. You can't rush these things.
I remember, because when we first met, you were doing your Jason Reed's Comics shows.
Yes, because I was being paid for them.
I remember...
They were sponsored.
You would let me come over, but I couldn't bug you because you had to review those shows.
Yeah, every Thursday night I had to do that show.
I'm in a couple of them from when we first met as like a gag. There's like one where you turned into me.
Well, there's one where I turned into Kermit as well.
Yeah, and like I put your shirt on and like finished your review and whatever. But then the first thing that like...
I forgot about that actually. That's funny.
I remember that. I was so excited. Yep. I remember... Red Shirt Diaries being like our first big creative endeavor together. And I was really nervous about it because I wanted you to put it on your channel and I didn't think you would say yes because you already had this channel and you had this audience, and I thought that being able to take advantage of that would be beneficial.
They still didn't watch it.
As opposed to starting, you're not wrong, as opposed to starting a completely new channel for
Yeah. Which we talked about, I remember. I remember we talked about that.
Yeah, and I remember asking you that, and you were like, oh, I had no idea that you would want to do that. Like, I would love, like, you were very supportive and very open to it. And I remember thinking that that was like very nice and very kind because I didn't really know anything about the YouTube space. Like, you were lending me a lot of your expertise and your clout in the making of that show. But it also, I think, because you and I share a lot of similar interests and a lot of similar goals or goals that occupy the same space, when we realized that we could stand each other, it was only a matter of time before we were going to collaborate on something.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
I couldn't have said it better myself.
Oh, thank you.
There you go.
But the more romantic part of that question is like, I don't want to turn this into the relationship podcast, but like...
Well, I do.
Well, you
so
can.
So on every Thursday,
that's like a difficult, ephemeral thing, man.
No, that's for us. They don't need that.
Yeah.
And besides, as I've already established in this episode, my true romantic relationship is with Ryan Sands.
That's right, yeah.
Please spread that around the internet.
Please draw a fan art of Jason and Ryan. I'll retweet it if you do.
Sure.
I'm sure Ryan will be deeply distressed by
he
it.
He probably will.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think I answered. No, that's good.
Add anything?
Your answer
else?
Is way better than my answer, so it's all
oh,
good.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, good. I'll say this too, I guess, about comics and stuff. Jupiter Jet was like not the first comic that Jason and I ever collaborated on. It was just the first one
that you guys knew
it was,
about.
It was just the first thing to go. That's all of our questions.
Is it really?
It is all of our questions. Yeah.
Oh, man. Where are we at on the time?
We're at 13 minutes.
Oh, okay. Well, we got a little bit more time. We can, I don't know. What should we talk about here?
I don't know, Jason. Something deeply personal and romantic.
Why romantic?
I don't know, because we were sort of on that bent.
I guess. How can we combine these two questions to have the ultimate weird question? So we got into Titans and reviewing.
Yeah.
And then we talked about the origins. I don't know. Should we talk about like originally Red Shirt Diaries was a review show?
I think we've talked about that before.
I think we have. There's only some, you know, it is. There is another thing too with questions. Like, it is very interesting because a lot of times we'll get the same questions. And by the way, I'm not calling anybody's questions today bad.
No.
Or anything like that, because I like the questions at all. Like, I it was very interesting.
But when we're doing things like when we're promoting Red Shirt Diaries or promoting Jupiter Jet or promoting science, we do tend to get
the same questions.
School of questions.
Yeah. And I find myself, it's hard not to just like always say the token answer.
Yeah.
Because you get asked that question. Like, there's some questions about us that we've been asked on a pod probably like 75 times.
Yeah, and it's tough not to just, like you said, just fall back into the
answer. And even sometimes it's hard, because I never want it to be that, to be like where my memory is the token answer.
Yeah.
You know, when I'm like, oh, no, it's actually more than that. Oh, okay.
I'll tell this thing because I always think it's really funny when I look back on it. I remember you and I did this live stream for a while called the Late Late Stream. And I remember... you were doing a gag where you were going to put the Batman cowl on. And so I had to like hold down the fort and people were, you know, I was answering people's questions and whatever.
Okay.
And somebody asked me, why am I always over at Jason's house? Are you guys best friends or something?
Oh, yes.
And I remember being like kind of annoyed by it because before we were married, we were like a lot more private about our relationship. And
well, we did that, and I'll say that we did that because, and that was intentional. And I won't say who it was because we had another couple of friends who were also a couple who were doing a podcast / YouTube show, and their relationship became the channel.
Yeah.
And their relationship, the quality of the relationship is what judged the quality of the channel.
Yeah.
And so I very quickly, when we started Geek History Lesson, was like, we'll leave it vague.
Yeah.
If you want to know, it's there. And if, you know, you want to put two and two together, you can figure it out. But otherwise, we're not going to tell you.
Yeah.
Because the podcast should not be about our relationship. The podcast should be about the quality of the podcast.
I will say, too, like, people do get weird about it. And some people still don't know, which is, like, fine. I don't really care. But sometimes when people figure it out, they get real weird about it. And they send, usually me, really vile and rude questions about it.
Oh, that's fine.
No.
What I meant to say with that, I actually said that wrong, is that I didn't mean that it's fine that people send you vile questions. I meant to say that it's fine when people find out about it. Like,
oh, yeah, but like about once a month, I'll get a comment where people will look at like a photo and they'll be like, "I didn't know you guys, or are you guys a couple?" And I just like don't answer them anymore.
Yeah, you know, whatever. You know,
the moral of that story is I was annoyed because we were cohabitating, and I was like, "I'm on the lease, man."
We're not getting. Are we getting aggressive on this one?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
And then I remember just like kind of laughing at me, like, "Yes, we're best friends." Because people were like, "You."
I'm over here all the time, and I never leave.
Yes, and I live here. Yes. You're right. So I think, I don't know, we're at 17 minutes. You want to add anything?
No,
Teen Titans and how we met?
What about Teen Titans? Oh, mama. I don't know, man. Why is it, look, I know I have spoilers about like where Titans go, so I kind of know like what happens about it.
Uh-huh.
So like, why isn't he Nightwing yet? Why didn't we end the season as Nightwing? What happened there?
Especially because on the casting call, called Nightwing.
That's all I'm going to say. That's all I'm going to put there. I will say this, you know, going back to Titans, I do know what happens in the final episode.
Has the final episode aired yet?
And it's been over for a couple weeks now.
Oh, okay.
I think it ended before the new year, actually.
Oh, really?
So I call shenanigans because
I remember.
I found out what that ending is, and I call BS. I think that's a terrible ending. So
shenanigans
for season one. Yeah, I'm gonna call shenanigans. I think it's a terrible ending for season one. So
okay,
yeah. There you go. I think it's a good place to end it.
Here.
Yep, there you go. Our thoughts on Nightwing and our thoughts on
us.
So yeah, you got two episodes in the car. Spoilers: we did not die.
Yeah, we actually arrived at our destination.
We arrived at our destination, and you've arrived at your destination as fans of ours. Aww, thank you so much.
You.
Bye.